Hello, welcome to my Sanctum Sanctorum here at Bedrock Central. My name's Scott Shaw. I'm a Flintstones enthusiast as well as a Flintstones cartoonist. Here's a favorite of mine. This is one of the early Flintstone record albums. Some kid got to it before I did, but it's got a shot of him having a barbecue, which I love. I always associate that with the Flintstones.
I was a fan of the Flintstones from before they aired. I was such a cartoon nerd that I was aware of the show from TV Guide and the newspaper and things. I was 9 years old, which was the perfect age to become obsessed with anything, but in my case, the Flintstones.
Some of the early Flintstone cookie jars. Now, it's interesting about these cookie jars because these were produced back when the Flintstones were still considered a market for adults as well.
I've worked on the Flintstones in a number of capacities. I've done written and drawn their comic books, worked on their TV shows, designed lots of toys and giveaways, produced and directed over 200 TV commercials with them, drawn the cereal box art, a little bit of everything.
Here's one of these odd Barneys with green hair, green toenails, and patches like he's a hobo. I don't know what would have possessed anyone to have approved this design, but it's like somebody there thought, someday there'll be this weirdo collector who'll think this is really neat. Because I can't imagine kids saying, yeah, I like Barney because he's got green hair. Very strange.
My desire to collect Flintstone stuff occurred before there was Flintstone stuff to collect. I remember that with the show premiering in September, I wanted to go as Fred Flintstone for Halloween that October. And I was real frustrated because there was no Flintstone merchandise out there, so I made my own Fred Flintstone costume. Of course, as the years went by, that was to change. But a lot of the stuff in my collection now is stuff that I had when I was a kid. The first wave of Flintstone stuff that I noticed, and looking back on it now as somebody that's done a lot of the merchandise, were print material, because that was the fastest to produce. And the earliest stuff was, of course, comic books and coloring books and story books and that sort of thing.
This was a color by number coloring book. And in fact, this was the one I bought when I was a kid. I made my own color chart. You could tell I was doomed to work in the animation business because I was already obsessive about keeping things consistent.
And even though the show was marketed toward adults, I think somebody realized they, because it was a cartoon, they should cover their bet and do a lot of kids' merchandise as well. I love the designs of the characters, and I love the fact that no matter how out of whack they're depicted, they're still instantly recognizable. And as collectibles, I just personally get a big creative thrill out of having them around. I mean, it really, you know, recharges my battery. And it's like when I see what's gone before and I, you know, try to turn my head to thinking, well, what would fit the characters and what would they say and what would they do? It helps me a lot.
I've picked up Flintstone items from all over the world. I don't know what the collector mentality is on it, but I know, for example, this is a shampoo container from Japan. And I didn't even know the Flintstones were popular in Japan, but this is one of the nicest items I've got because it actually not only has Wilma, but I mean one of the main gags of the show was that all the animals kind of worked in various positions supporting the characters doing different menial jobs. So it's got this pelican here as a tub. I think these are really good. And the characters who were originally designed by Ed Benedict, this pretty much follows those model sheets, even to the way they're holding their fingers up in the back and everything. I mean, the only thing that's different about this is Barney has a little bit of whites to his eyes, which he's never had. His eyes started out as little white circles, and then they realized it'd be faster to just fill them in as black circles. This is from Germany. It's not the best depiction of Fred, but certainly weird, and I like that. Oh, and here's a cell from one of the Pebbles cereal commercials I worked on with Fred Bowling. If you'd like to see more of these, we'll walk up the stairs and I'll show you the gallery. All right, well, here's the stairwell where I've got a lot of Flintstone cells and artwork from various Flintstone animated productions. This one here is a good one. I believe that was created for specifically for the third season of the Flintstones. That's a commercial bumper that would have this piece of hide here animate like a flapping flag, and they'd superimpose the sponsor. I think I remember Hellman's Mayonnaise being one of the sponsors that season. Here's a comparative model sheet drawn by Dick Bickenbach, who redesigned the Flintstones. And there is above the pebbles is one from the main titles with Fred coming into the quarry to clock in. This was something I did for the Flintstones 25th anniversary. This was a poster that was only given out, I believe, to people in the business. We did an imitation of one of the cave paintings in France, except I added the Flintstones having a barbecue in the middle of all the bison and mastodons there. Bought the mat. The cells from the original series, which were hand-inked and actually used, you can usually see if you find one, there's like notations at the bottom near the peg holes about what production they were for. There's usually some numbers or something. Those, in my mind, are the desirable ones to try to find, because you can actually find them in the shows themselves.